State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yeah, I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rival. You don't want to what?
Man, that's with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real, straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is Tesla Figaro with the Straight Shot, No Chaser Podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I am doing this live on Twitter right now. Hopefully, my Instagram family will join me. I typically record my podcast on Instagram because I love the interaction. I'm going to shut up. I want to take some of your calls today. I have Linus Crowns and Marcellus. They will be here helping me navigate. Just in case you're not familiar, the Black Effect Podcast Network is a network that is on iHeartRadio, the largest audio platform in the country, started by Charlamagne Tha God. I have a podcast there, and this recording will be on the podcast. I'm going to get right to it. Looks like we have
Yes, now we have the Negro Black Knights Heritage Club.
Good afternoon, ladies, and also the other co-host that stepped down. How are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing fine, honey. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing straight as always. One of the things I wanted to ask a question about, you mentioned that reparations shouldn't be the biggest thing on our ticket.
I didn't say that. Let's pause right there. Let me pause right there. That's not what I said. I said that, and I'm going to let you finish, but it's important because we don't want to lead. I want to make sure you redirect your question. What I said was, she asked, basically, what should be the biggest thing? And I said, you should be voting on what's most important to you. And then you should look at community. And I said, people that shit on people that are not just talking about reparations, maybe healthcare is important to them for a very particular personal reason. I said that people get involved in politics for what is personal to them. So I never said that. Now, if you want to redirect your question, I'm happy.
Yeah, I want to redirect the question. I understand. Okay. Then I understand that it's a personal issue in their thing. And I do commend that. But reparations would solve a lot of those main issues when it comes to healthcare and stuff like that. Well, because
go ahead.
Because some of the issues that we are experiencing are economical, economics by nature. So. Mm-hmm. So reparations would knock out a lot of our issues.
Yeah. Did you hear everything that I said with that? Because I'm having a feeling you didn't, because you, and I'm not saying this to, I'm just doing this a real training for everybody. Because one, you said something misleading. And then I addressed that too. I said that economics is very important. You need to be able to pay that hospital bill. But I said it's also important to get involved in the healthcare system, because even if we all got $10 million, and even if we all put our $10 million together, you're not going to buy a system. You still have to work within the system. You're not going to buy a court judicial system. You're not going to be the U.S. Department of Treasury. You still have to learn how to operate in a system, brother. You're not going to be the pharmaceutical system. So two things can be done at the same time. Yes, you can solve problems but have money. Yes, absolutely. But you still have to work within the system. Two things can be done at the same time. What I said is, don't shame people for things that motivate them, because the thing that's going to make you effective in politics is what motivates you. And for somebody, that might be mass incarceration. That might be healthcare. It might be reparations. But to sit here and say that that's going to solve the majority or even all is a lie, because you can have all the money in the world, but you are not going to be the judicial system. You still have to have judges. You still have to have a Supreme Court. You still have to have the pharmaceutical company. You still have to have hospitals. Even if you went and built your own hospital like Gary Chambers did, you're not the medical board. You can't buy the medical board. Even if you got a black bank, you still got to report to the U.S. Department of Treasury. Two things can be done at the same time. Even if you got your own business, you still got to go before the city council and get your zoning approved. You understand the difference, brother? Two things can be done at the same time.
Yeah, I get what you're going at. What kind of?
It ain't where I'm going at. Is exactly what it is. Rich black people go to jail every goddamn day. The judicial system will lock your black ass up. I'm not mean that be disp- I'm just being as clear as I can. I ain't going nowhere. I'm there. I'm telling you what it is.
All right. The point that I want to bring out or just share with you is. It's people like Dr. Umar. I like the brother, but I don't like that he's against lineage-based reparations. But yet still, he'll ask for our donation money and stuff for his school. You can see how it can be kind of a little problematic.
Brother, I'm not Dr. Umar Johnson.
No. I understand that you're not. I'm giving an example of when people that are against lineage-based reparations,
right.
And they're saying that they're for our community, but it doesn't really look like that. And how it can be misleading to our community, and why certain people might be frustrated off the fact that our people are speaking against lineage-based reparations, but they're saying that they're for our empowerment. Right. How can that be?
Yeah, well, you got to ask Dr. Umar Johnson that. So at the end of the day, he don't like talking about politics either. I'm a politico. So I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'm talking about politics. And I support lineage-based reparations and all of that. But I know how to win seats, and I know that reparations ain't going to happen if ain't nobody voting for it. That I know. So I talk about what you need to do to get in power to vote for it. Unless y'all planning on running up on the U.S. Department of Commerce and doing dead presidents and doing a robbery, you're going to have, somebody's going to have to vote for it. So that's what I like to talk about. That's what I'm on. So you got to talk to Umar Johnson about that, because he don't like talking about politics either. I do. So I can't tell you that, brother. I just want to make sure you got my words correct. I didn't say it wasn't important, because see, somebody will hear that and they'll run with that. Next means you know you got some diss record on YouTube. So I just want to make sure we're on the same. I never said that. I said you need both. No matter how much money you get in the world, you're not going to be the U.S. Department of Treasury. You still have to work within these systems. Jonathan Majors got all the money in the world. They gave his black ass a misdemeanor for chasing that white woman up the street. So at the end of the day, you still going to be a black man in this country. And some of that money need to be spent on buying candidates and putting candidates in place to protect the money that you got. That's just facts. That's facts. And anybody with any kind of money or any kind of anything knows that. I've been an entrepreneur for the last 20 years. I've never had no nonprofit, and I ain't asked for no donation, and ain't going to ask for no donation. And I don't do no crowdfunding. I don't do none of that. I get it out the muscle. And at the end of the day, I still have to pay taxes. At the end of the day, I still want to make sure that whoever is deciding tax, you know, what I'm going to pay in taxes, it matters. That shit matters. Get reparations tomorrow. They put somebody in office and 50% of it is taxed. You ain't gonna have none of it. If you're not involved in the process, you have to have both of it. And anybody that's telling you something different, I would ask how many races they worked on. How many elected officials do they even understand how this shit works? So I think that is a gimmick, to be honest with you. When you talking to a bunch of people who are hurting and all you talking about is money, 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 you ain't telling them what to do with it. You ain't telling them they got to go get their business license. You ain't telling them they still got to work with their city commissioner. You ain't telling them they still need their minority certification. You're not telling them that, yes, DEI does matter. You're not telling them that they need to know all of this. I sat on the membership mission and review board in Orlando. I sat on the Chamber of Commerce. I started the Chamber of Commerce program for the African-American Chamber of Commerce. I sat on the White Folks Bowl, the Central Florida Chamber of Regional Partners. I sat on Metro Plan for Transportation. I sat on the Legal and Voters. I did all of this for free to be involved in the system, not being elected. If you are not involved in the system and making decisions on what you're going to do with that reparations check, none of it happens. That's the fact. Yeah, baby, I didn't just get up and speak in no task force. I've really been a part of this program. And it's not shaming or dissing. I'm letting y'all know with the real receipts. Time out for this talking. You have all the money in the world and be dumb as hell. What you gonna do with the money? You're not gonna know how to identify good candidates. Go buy some candidates. That's what the elders say. Claude Anderson, don't he say buy the candidates? Y'all think you gonna do that with that? The mafia don't. The mafia got candidates, judges, police. The sheriff department is a elected position. You want the block to not be so hard, go buy a sheriff. That's what the mafia do. Having all the money in the world and don't know shit to do with it. Come on, we got to be smart about that. Everybody can't do the same thing. I said don't shame people who are motivated by other things. Because you can tell me to be motivated to like a certain type of man all day long, but I'm going to like what I'm going to like. You know what I'm saying? I like what I like. So encourage people to get involved in liking what they like and go find somebody that like what you like and stop telling the other black person because they talk about mass incarceration. They ain't for black people. That's impossible. The way the system criminalizes us, somebody got to be over there talking about that. That's all I was saying, brother. That ain't the same. And I'm not Dr. Umar Johnson. So you got to take that up with him.
No. I was just using that as just an example, ma'am. I wasn't trying to say that you were certain reparations people might come in contentions with that.
I'm a trainer for real in real life, a master's in adult education. So I like to keep the main thing. I don't like just going all over the place. I like to narrow it down. So that's why I'm saying that. I know you're not saying I'm him. I'm just saying ain't no point in bringing that up. That's just another, Dr. Umar be doing this and he be doing that. And that's why he be doing that. That's a waste of time. I'm here to give you tools to take somebody, get these tools to take it home and apply it. No disrespect to you. That's usually how podcast conversations go. It be all over the place. I just try to keep it narrow.
Then I have one thing. I'm totally against the system. I don't think we should be involved in the system. I think that we should be building and competing against creating our own systems to compete against their system.
Tell me how you're going to create the Department of Commerce. Tell me how you're going to create the Department of Justice.
I'm saying that there's people that already have like patent.
Did you hear what I said? It's a simple question. How are we going to create a Department of Justice?
Well, it starts off that we need to create our own government first.
No. We're not creating our own government. Guess what? I don't play these delusional games. You're not going to create. America ain't going to let you create shit. They'll take your ass out the game first. I don't sell people delusion. You're not going to create another Congress and a legislative branch and an executive branch. I don't play delusion games, baby. Wrong podcast.
Well, the thing is that we're not getting supported by the candidates that we...
It don't matter. Of course you're not. But you're still not going to... My question still is, how are you going to create the Department of Congress? Of Commerce? You're not. Of course they're not supporting you. That's where you get different candidates. You're not going to create a new system. I don't play delusional games that y'all like playing here. There's not going to be another America. America is founded. You learn how to play the game within the cards that we've been dealt. Or go start another country. You're welcome to start another country. Shit, do the Christopher Columbus. Go on a boat and go find it and keep us posted. But other than that, you're in America. And you're going to have to learn to play within this system. And all that shit is bullshit, delusional talk. No disrespect, brother, I love you, but I don't do delusion. Y'all like coming on here with delusion. You ain't creating no damn Department of Agriculture. You're not creating no Department of Commerce. You're not creating no judicial system. You're not creating the legislative branch, judicial branch. Come on, knock it off. Stop selling our people that bullshit. You want to stay in delusional world? No disrespect to you, brother, but you got to do that on another. I don't do that.
Well, the reason why I threw that out there, it was because they said that we should be operating as a nation within a nation.
Well, I'm going to throw it back to you. It ain't no nation within a nation. I'm glad you threw it out there. I'm going to throw it back. You ready to catch it? It ain't no nation within a nation. This is America. It's only going to be one nation till they burn this shit down. Let's go to the next caller.
Absolutely. We have Yusuf.
Nation within a nation. Y'all talking crazy as hell. Before I go there, and no disrespect to you, brother. I just don't like that. I don't like that delusional talk. That's why I don't get. Ain't no nation within a nation. What are y'all talking about? Like, sir, what is he talking about? We should be a nation within a nation. So you're going to create an executive branch, a legislative branch. Are y'all crazy? I mean,
well, seriously. They already got two court systems in Mississippi. So me talking that nation within a nation, it's not far fetched, man.
What court system?
In Mississippi right now, they have a white only court system that they're erecting.
Mute him, Jay. It ain't no white. No, they what they had, what you're talking about in Mississippi, where they have carved out a jurisdiction. Both of those still report to the same judicial system. The criminal justice system. Let's not get in there and start talking stupid. I know exactly what you're talking about. Lower your tone. We ain't no nation within no damn nation. The criminal justice system is one criminal justice system. Period. Native Americans don't have a system within a system. And they have their own land. And they still got to report to America. So y'all can take that other delusional shit to a, no disrespect, brother, but I don't like that shit y'all misguided on this delusional shit y'all on. No disrespect, brother. But Mississippi don't have, yes, they got a white, you're talking about a district where the majority of white people, they've carved out a district. You don't even know what you're talking about. I covered that story. That ain't no system within a system. They've carved out, hey, this sheriff department, we're going to monitor this white folks and we're going to monitor that. They've carved out a district. It's still to the same criminal justice system. They got their own judges, but all of them report to the same judicial system. You're not going to create a new system. You're going to get your ass to jail thinking that, oh, we got a system within a system. Whatever organization, y'all know that conscious organization. I don't want to say because I don't want to shit on nobody, but that old delusional shit, we subscribe to our own shit. Well, go murder somebody and we see what system you're going to fall under. Let's see what your black ass, get pulled over and we're going to see what system you're going to be in. I know exactly what system your ass going to be in. It's going to be the United States of America versus you. You're going to get your ass a Fed case running around with that system within a system. I'm not going to play games like that with my people. It's too serious. You got to do that old hypothetical talk. I remember you was in there before with that. Love and respect to you, brother, but I don't get no hypothetical bullshit. You are not creating another system within America. Put your hand down because class is closed. Let's go on to the next person. Love you, brother, but you have to do that with somebody else. Y'all could do that. Go get in somebody else's shit with that old bullshit. I don't do that because that's crazy as hell. And it's crazy as hell. And better yet, prove it to me. Go start it and we'll follow you. Keep us posted when you follow us, when you get it going. Get your ass on a boat. You got a 3-day weekend. Go on a boat and go find an island and start it, and we'll all come join over there. Join it. Other than that, it's a waste of damn time.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, Yusuf, you're up.
Thank you. Appreciate the space and all the work that you're doing, Teslin. I was looking into the Push the Line. I was wondering if you had any plans for, 2024. Is that something that we can request? I'm interested in, learning, more about that. So if you can talk a little bit more about your plans as far as what you plan on doing with Push the Line in the future. And how, folks can either request you to come to the city or I don't know if it's something that we can, get on a webinar and whatnot. So
Thank you for that. And I'm glad you and I got some witnesses in here because people have asked that before. And I'm going to give you the straight, honest truth. Every year I train dozens of people privately and I'm not available for people privately. I do that through organizations or, word of mouth and things like that. And I'm going to be very honest with you on why I do it that way. I did that and offered it free to everybody to show people that it could be done. And I thought it was very necessary. I went in with high hopes thinking that we could get a sponsor to cover it every year for free, because what I don't like doing is crowdfunding. What I don't like doing is asking you guys for money, because what y'all ask is not going to do is sit up here and make videos about me grifting. And I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general, I'm not going to give people the opportunity to sit up here and say I'm grifting. I don't want nothing from you, because I run a for-profit organization and I don't have to offer free training. I'm totally fine with offering my rate at $250 an hour to my actual clients, organizations, and clients that can afford to hire me. And so that's what I do for real in real life. I wanted to do that. And then I thought about, okay, well, let's do it. Let me do it online at least one time for free. And what happened is a bunch of trolls came in and it was distracting. So that didn't work. And then I've had people ask me, like Marcel, who's here, who said, Tez, why don't you come to South Carolina? And then I tried to think about, okay, well, maybe I could charge people for the class, which would be $150 for like 5 classes. I come one day and then you get 3 other classes. I know it's worth it because I've been to every single, all of the big major ones. For example, Yale Law School for Women, I paid $3,000 to sit there for 3 days. So these classes are very expensive. But what I didn't like, what gave me pause is every time somebody has you pay for something tangible, since that's the word y'all like using. This is a real class where you get real game. I wrote the curriculum based upon receipts. I have a master's in adult education. It's a real class. And I didn't, because so many people market that in this space and they're called grifters and all of that, I don't want to be associated with it, and I didn't need to be. And so I've had probably 30 or 40 people say, hey, bring it to our city, bring it to our city. But then when I say, well, y'all raise the money, because I can't pay it out of pocket. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and take my own money and fly down to a city and spend 12 hours. And I mean, I'm just not. I just can't, you know. So what I'm trying to do to answer your question is I do have some people that want to support, but I'm gonna be honest. I said, I want to do it. If I can do it once a year, that'd be great. But I've had to cut off some of these organizations because they think that they're going to come in and be, quote unquote, partner with me. And I'm not going to have organization XYZ that I know I have to do more explaining, because you know how y'all like to create these theories, just like he said, nation within a nation. If I partner with organization XYZ, first thing y'all say on Twitter, look at her. I know she sold out. Look at her. She over there with them. Look at her. I had people literally come to my training that were sitting there to be trolls. And this is a fact. Sitting there to see if I was going to be pushing a Democrat agenda, sitting there to see if I was going to be pushing a Republican agenda. I said it in the first 5 minutes of my training. If y'all came looking to see if I was going to be pushing something, you can leave now, because whatever you thought you came from, baby, you ain't slicker than me. I know why y'all came. We sat there for 12 hours and gave everybody nonpartisan game. And then them same people that came and brought their black ass in their classroom, jumped on Twitter space and talked about me like a dog until I popped up in the Twitter space and said, but wasn't you in my class? Yep, I sure was. Well, then why you sitting over here acting like you don't know what it is? Oh, I was just saying. See, I don't like to play the kind of games that people play here on Twitter. I really, really don't. Because the last time that that game got played with me on Twitter, my people had to ask some questions in person. So people that kind of rock with me, they feel a way about me. And unfortunately, this space is just not conducive to that, unfortunately. I wish it was, but it's not. You call everybody a grifter. They say you're trying to get money. They say you must be this or that. They think that this is actually what I do for a living, and it's not. It's just something not to the masses, in other words. It's just not something that I feel like dealing with the headache. It's not worth it. I showed up at the rally to give people politics. They sat up here and did memes and videos and did all of that for 6 months straight. I don't have time for that shit. I don't. And it's not that I'm afraid or any of that. I just don't have time for it. It's foolishness. It's not worth my time to deal with the headache, unfortunately. But if I do it, it will be a sponsor. Matter of fact, somebody talked to me the other day. He said, well, would you put our name on it? I said, I'll let people know that you sponsored it, but I'm not going to be, we're not going to be equal, you know, Tesla and Figaro and such, because they're going to think I sold out. Y'all already say I sold out every day on the Breakfast Club. She a Democrat. Next day, she a Republican. Next day, this, that. Every day, y'all say I'm something different. Y'all can't make your mind up. So I just don't like asking people for money. And it's a valuable class, unfortunately. So I just don't. They're not going to make videos about me, about grifting. I get to the bag without any of that. I don't need to ask you for your $150. I just do that because I can't go out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? It takes $600 for me to get there, at least on a ticket. I got to get a room and I still got to eat. I'm not going to take money out of my daughter's mouth for you. I run a business, not a nonprofit, and I don't like crowdfunding. So when y'all say crowdfund, we'll donate. I wish I would. Y'all not going to be sitting there talking about, I gave you the money. People think they got power and you ain't gonna never had that with me. So the business model, unfortunately, just doesn't work. But I am open to doing it at least once a year. And hopefully God will bless and give, you know, a sponsor that's willing to pay for it and not ask for anything in return.
Awesome. Are you willing to share, I guess, the sponsor, the amount, or, you know, or should I hit you in the back channel to see?
Well, I tell you this, if somebody wants to do the work without involving me, because I'm not going to do the work. So if somebody say, hey, I want you to come to my city, well, that would mean you would need to cover the cost of a ticket, because I'm not going to pay out of pocket. So that would be $500 or $600 for me to fly wherever you are. You would need to find a space. I don't want a space to be associated with a church or any organization. There's a website called Peer Space. That's really good. I'd like to do that because I like to make sure you set up that it's not associated with anything. Because if I go to the NAACP, that's what y'all be saying on Twitter. Look at her. She over there working with NAACP. We knew she was going to sell out. See, I got to deal with all the ignorance. So peerspace.com, that's where you can get a space like a library, a neutral space, not nothing ran by nothing. Not a, you know, a community center,
not a church, definitely not a church, because y'all really be saying I sold out. So peerspace.com, that's a good website. It's like you can find spaces in most cities, usually 50, 70 people in a room. Book that, pay for that, and then reach out and say, Tesla, you know what, this is what we have to offer for the time. We got the ticket covered. We have the room covered. And this is what we were able to come up with, and I'll work with you. But I will let you know my keynote's address, and I make no apologies about it. When I go speak at universities and all that, it's $7,500, $10,000. I make no apologies about it. I wouldn't charge you that for sure. But people got to do the work. They want me to do the work. They want me to market. They want me to find, and I'm not going to ask nobody for nothing, because y'all not going to sit up and say I'm grifting. I watch y'all do it. I watch y'all do it all the time with everybody. Y'all say everybody grift. Some of y'all let some people get away with it, but some of y'all say everybody grift. Oh, look, she doing it to grift. I don't need no $2,000 from you. That ain't enough. That's nothing. So I just don't like having to deal with the foolishness, unfortunately. And I did try to do it online. I did it online for free, and too many trolls came in. And the information is too valuable to be playing. So I'd rather do it one-on-one. So anybody interested in it, don't contact me till you get all this stuff together. You get that together, I'll show up. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
No problem, baby. I want us to desperately have it. I really do. I want us to desperately have the information. What I would say, Yusef, is I got over 200 podcasts of giving y'all game. So what I've told y'all for now, what, 2 hours for free? I've given real, you know, solutions. So this is a training, if you will. It's not a podcast. It's a training. So people that want to know, you know, how do I do this and how to do that? I take these calls all the time. That's really the training. You don't have to have, you know, a quote unquote training to get some information. But the training is good, though. I will say that people do like the training, but I just don't have time for the foolishness. I really don't. I got my own family. I got 3 shows. It's Friday night. I should be getting ready to go to happy hour, but I just love y'all. I love my people. So I don't want to have to deal with all the headache that I went through. And they thought they ran me off. You ain't ran me off. I just redirected my energy. I don't have time to fight y'all and be in no diss records and shit. It's too silly for me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So the last question is just the framework. So is it a 1-day training, and how long is the training?
Yeah, it can be a 1-day training. The one that we did in real time, that was a 1-day training. We started at about, I think we started at 7 o'clock on the dot, 7 or 8, and we ended at 6. We had a lunch break, and but we just plowed through that information. And even with lunch, we still just plowed through it. So I can make it a 1-day thing, or it can be 2 days. 1 day is really the most affordable, because I can come in on a Friday night, do the training all day, and then leave out on Sunday so that it doesn't interfere with my other things that I do. That's the real thing. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Appreciate it. I'm going to put it on my bucket list. So we're going to make it happen. Appreciate it. And thank you again for your service. I'm in D.C.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell people to do the work first. If they contact me and say, oh, can you do this and can you do that? And can you? No, you do it. See, that's the first start of being an organizer. You figure out you don't need a lot of people. Get 20, 30 people in the room. You raise the money. Not me, because I'm not asking them for nothing, because they're not physically coming to this Twitter and say, you know. I see plenty of people selling their training for $500 and $2,000 and $5,000. I know I could do that if I want to. I don't want to. I'd rather just get clients. And no, I'm not available, by the way. Anybody listen, I'm not available. Anybody on Twitter to be a client? Nobody. Sorry, unfortunately, just how it just got to be what it is. Y'all keep too much bullshit going on. What's the next one, Jade?
Yep, the final person we have on stage is... Oh, we just had Jesus's half brother. I guess Jesus's half brother dropped off.
Okay. Is that it for everybody? Nothing else? All hearts and minds agree, are clear? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for participating in the podcast. This will be on the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. So it is on iHeartRadio. We will be uploading it. We finished about 2 hours of time. I'm going to break it up and chop this up in 30 minutes at a time. Put a 100 if you like this, because I do enjoy talking to you guys, taking your questions. Put a 100 if you got any kind of inspiration. I know I'm a little rough. I know it's kind of hard to hear, But guys, I know you can do this. I really, really do. And sometimes we just need a challenge. We just need a good swift kick with receipts, letting you know it's possible. Showing the receipts is really, really possible. I at no time want you to think that what you're doing on Twitter is not effective. It is. I just want you to start a political action committee. I want you to actually start it. I've been talking about it now for over a year, specifically on Twitter. I want you to start the political action committee. I want you to raise the money. I want you to pay yourselves a salary. I want you to go get grants. All this shaming y'all was doing about you, they shouldn't be paid for. You crazy. Why wouldn't you want to be paid full time to advocate? It's a full time job. It's a full time job. It's not a flex to sit up here and lose. That's why a lot of y'all can't go by your real name, because you're scared to lose your job. Well, if you start a political action committee, you can pay yourself a salary. You ain't got to worry about losing your job. You can finally be like me and use your real name. Be more strategic with how y'all moving. I promised to hire two people from this Twitter space, and I have. I told you I was going to hire Marcellus. I did. I told you I was going to hire Jade. I did. Not much. It ain't their full-time job. But I pay people. Let's put that on the record. I ain't asked nobody to do nothing for me for free. Nothing. And I didn't crowdfund to do it. That's what leadership look like. And if you can't pay nobody to help you, well, you're not the boss that you claim to be. That's just real talk. I'm just telling you what leadership look like. Pay people for their time. And you don't have to raise money to pay the same people you raising the money, and I'm paying you what you just gave me to raise to pay you. Nothing wrong with raising. Let me get it straight. I'm just telling you there's levels to it. You're not going to find me doing it. That's why I would love to do the training all over the country. But I'm sorry, too many people are on this app playing with y'all. And I have to differentiate. I really do. I have to make myself separate and apart, you know, because I don't want to be caught up in that. Some people are really doing it for the right reason, by the way. I'm not talking about any one particular person. I'm just talking about the pattern of what I see y'all do. Every time somebody asks for a dollar, grifting. Every time somebody got something to say, opt. Every time something, they an opt. They of this. They of that. You ain't of this. You ain't of that. And I just can't do it. And it's just not worth it. So social media, unfortunately, I just don't like consumer to consumer sales. You know, it's just not good. It's negative. It's not people trying to move forward, but I'm grateful for you guys, because when I did do the training, a lot of y'all, you know, that follow me on Twitter came over. So I am, you know, grateful for you guys, but I just don't want to put myself in a situation where I got to do a drive-by on somebody. That's really the bottom line.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio Music
traffic channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.